please just say, this fella here, he's a rock solid. He's a staunch one. He's a knockabout. He's a bloke you'd have in your punters club every single day of the week. Doug Bollinger's on the line. G'day, Dougie.
Hello, boys. How are ya?
G'day, Dougie, mate. You know what? I've always been impressed.
Finchie, what's going on, my man?
Well, mate, I've always been impressed with your work, but listening to your coverage last night, mate, the love covered even more. Gibbo, can we go to the audio?
Left arm round the wicket. It's gone in the air, and they've got a wicket in the first. A wicket in the first over.
Sucky.
Clark's gone for one. O'Keefe comes in again. Larkin is facing. He tries to sweep. A big appeal, and he's gone.
Oh, well bowled, Socky. Fast, straight, at middle stump.
Big swing from Peter Neville here. Has he been
Stephen
taken?
O'Keefe.
He has. What a blinder.
Stan Young. What a legend.
I tell you what, my favourite line there was, oh, that's so out.
Yeah.
And you know what, Dougie?
Yeah.
It reminded me so much of myself. They played me back some of my early commentary at rugby league games, and I was just screaming when players were scoring. I wasn't actually commentating the tries. I was just screaming in the background.
Well, mate, I'm just calling it how I see it. Exactly. If that makes sense, you know. And I think that's the fact. We can't all be robots like Joel Kane.
No, no.
Got to have some personality and stuff
like that.
But no, it was awesome last night. It was awesome last night. Whitey was awesome. Just what a dominant game, mate. Like, what a start to the BBL. And I think the Sixers, they're my favourites at the moment because they've just got such an all-round team.
Dougie, it's a fair statement from the two-time defending champions. If you're worried about a bit of complacency, it certainly wasn't there. And a huge, they set the bar certainly high going in for the three-peat this year.
Absolutely, mate. And you know, the Stars, you know, you guys know what it's like. We don't mean to play shit, do we? You know,
I did a couple of games there.
No, we don't mean to do it. No, I feel for some of the young guys that started for the Stars like no, but you know what? Yeah, the sun came up today, and you know that's just one of those things you just get on to next game.
Hey, Dougie, you know what it's all about to get a fifer in a test match, but to get a tenfer, can you believe that? Young Patel, well, he debuted at about 30, Young Patel, but he got a tenfer. And they lose the test. Now, it is so rare for somebody to bowl a 10-for. It's about, the odds would be in excess of 1,000 to 1. But he does that. He gets the 10-for, but he does not get the player of the match. That goes away to Agarwal, because India won quite comfortably. But what do you make of that?
Oh, mate, I really enjoyed watching that on the weekend. I thought, 10-for, how good. But then they're back out there in 25 overs. You'd be so upset. When they went back out in field, he looked buggered. He looked absolutely cooked. And by rights, he should be bowled. He bowled 50 overs. So, but, you know, that's what can happen in India. Everything can turn very, very quickly. And I thought it was great. I thought it was actually really good test match cricket. So I really enjoyed it.
Dougie, I remember Kumble taking 10 wickets. I think it was early 2000s. Now, my man Sugar here says there's a bit of conspiracy going around that four of them were pretty dodgy calls. Can you enlighten us to that? Any inside mail on that all those years ago?
Mate, I can't remember what I did yesterday because I had that much red wine on Saturday night.
Oh, is that right?
No, I don't know. But you know what? Oh, mate, I can probably tell you my 12 for that I got against Tassie at the SCG, but let's not go into it's honestly, it's a great accomplishment and good luck, especially in India, in Mumbai. Good on him. Like, it can only boost his confidence. And it's a shame New Zealand won, but it's always good to see the Kiwis lose too, isn't it, fellas?
Oh, yeah. But to be born over there and then to go there, return, and to have that type of display, it was just completely unbelievable. So, in the end, the Indians get the job done there. What about last night with the Big Bash, Dougie? Josh Philippe, that sixie hit lands on the roof. Have you seen bigger? At the SCG?
No, I've been hit for a couple of beauties, but I hadn't. David Warner hit me in Chennai. We played, I think it was the Champions League or something. David Warner hit me on the roof of the Chennai Stadium straight. That was pretty good. What else? Sean Marsh hit me. No, that was pretty big. And, you know, he's just playing this. I said this morning to Andrew Ross, him and Felipe and Vince just compliment each other. Hey, one's young and energetic and ready to go, and Vince just kind of plays that mature role, just keeping him going. So they're going really, really well. And it's a big milestone to start first game. They've got to keep that up for the rest of the BBL.
Dougie, our man Socky, but obviously opened the bowling, was superb. Mate, what's the etiquette or what's the rules around you know, he finishes at 4 for 14, which is out of this world. But at one stage, he's 4 for 6.
Yeah.
I'm personally thinking, if that's me, I'm going, well, there you go, Skipper, my job's done. You take the ball back. I don't want the figures to go anywhere.
No.
Well, what's the rules around that?
Well, mate, just remember, I think it's young Hayden Kerr. He's
that's
on a hat trick.
Yeah,
it.
And what's the talk us about that?
And that's what I was saying to Whitey off air. They've got to give him the ball. Got to give him the ball. I'd be filthy as a bloke that's had three hat. As a bloke that's got three hat tricks. So let's not go into that as well. but no, mate, that's just part of the game. You're caught in the moment, and to be honest, he's got 3 or 4 for 6. You can't not bowl him, you know, or
exactly.
You can't not change your field. But and part of the BBO, you can't let the batters get stuck with the same bowler, because that's when they can tee off on you. You've got to kind of keep changing and moving. That's probably why you swapped ends. But what a great start, and hopefully tonight's going to be a good game with the Thunder and the Heat.
Just quickly on the hat trick, Dougie, does it carry over into the next
game? Mine or Aiden Gurr's?
No, yeah, well, yours first, obviously, because you know a thing or two about. Does it carry over into the next game or the next his next delivery, or is it that's the
end
of the
story? Yeah, absolutely. Yep. I think so. I remember Merv Hughes got one overnight, so I don't see why it's not a different game, because it's still a ball, I guess. But no, that was great for him. He's only young too, and he's only played, I think, 4 or 5 games as well. So to have blokes like that, and to be honest, they didn't bat. Oh, they didn't bat 3 or 4 batters. They could have slogged them as well, the Sixers. So, and plus they don't have Ben Dorsius and Jackson Bird playing as well. That are both injured. So, I think they're in for a really good BBL coming up.
Hey, Dougie, just on this test match starting on Wednesday, you're involved in the call tonight, aren't you, with the Thunder taking on the Heat?
No, I'm with, what am I? I'm with Whitey on Sunday, and I think I'm with Jimmy Smith on Saturday.
Gotcha. But big part of the SEN BBL 11 coverage, so we're looking forward to that.
Is there any reason they've got you on
Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question, Finchie? Yeah. I ask it to, like, a lot of footy players. Like, I've asked Jimmy Smith, mate, who, knowing that you're afraid of, but he said Tony Iroh just used to hit him so hard. Is there someone that you played against that you're like, don't hit me?
Pretty much everyone, but the most, you know who was really bad, and it was that training, Adam Blair. So it's not really the ones that the tackle, because for a halfback, you can sort of put yourself in a position where you're not going to get absolutely smashed.
Yeah.
It's the ones where you go to the line and you pass, and you're virtually, you're blindside, you've got to go right to the line. It's just that you pass and you relax. And Blair, he's seen to take out plenty of halves over the years, but he would do it at training where you go, righto, we're supposed to be going at 50 or 60%. So you're just not expecting it.
Yeah.
You know, that word wasn't in Adam Blair's. Yeah, and just wipe you out your ribs. And it's, you know, when you get winded, it feels like you're dying, you know, and especially when you're as big a sook as me, it felt even worse.
Hey, Dougie.
That's good. Yep.
Before you go, with the test match, there were probably three positions that were most. Well, I wouldn't say controversial, but most spoken about. The Alex Carey is a wicketkeeper, Starkey keeping his spot, and Travis Head getting the nod over Usman Khawaja. What do you personally make of all those three?
I think Alex Carey good, because good young fella. I think he's a wonderful player. Just got 100 in one day cricket, so you could say he's in form. I thought Peter, if they were going to pick anyone different, I thought Peter Neville, just for his glaze, a wonderful gloveman. Not saying Alex Carey isn't. I think Starkey good, because at the Gabba, if he turns it on, he can bowl very, very good. And I think they're just a good trio of bowlers. They all complement each other pretty good. And Travis Head, just amount of runs. He scored a ton of runs the first start of the domestic season. So we play a stats game, as we all know, and you get the stats, you get picked.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Plenty of text messages coming through here. Just before you go, Dougie. It says here from Rocky, says, hey, Finchie, what are you talking about your early commentary? You still do it now, son. Absolutely brilliant. So keep it up, Dougie. Mate, great call. It was a great call. And I do love how you go
Thank
about
you
it, because it's great energy. You are part of the SEN coverage throughout BBL 11. We appreciate that. And by the way, tonight, the Sydney Thunder take on the Brisbane Heat from 6 p.m. straight after Drive tonight. Good on you, Dougie. Good to chat.
Good on you, Dougie. Thanks, mate.
Don't forget my podcast, Barbecue Chat with Doug and Jezza. Thanks, boys.
Barbecue chat with Doug and Jezza. That's on the
Doug
podcast.
Doug and Jezza.
Yeah, you can
mate,
check
I tell
that
you
out.
What, I'd like to attend a barbecue with Doug and Jezza. I reckon it'll be a good afternoon, well, that's for sure.
That's exactly right. Good on you, Doug.
The last one we had was with Pumper Cassidy and Ken Rutherford, who used to catch New Zealand. We had a couple of rum caps and about 8 cases of Asahi. So
now we're talking. Now we're talking podcast responsibly.
Thanks, boys. Have a good afternoon. Doug.